Zimbabwe's central bank sacked executive of four banks today, accused of illegal foreign currency trading as international criticism of President Robert Mugabe's government increased. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown added his voice to condemnation of Mugabe, saying the words should tell the 84-year-old ruler, enough is enough. He urged coordinated international action to help Zimbabwe overcome food shortages and a cholera epidemic. The international community of the Red Cross has in recent days increased its support for victims of cholera epidemic, and ICRC spokesman Anna Schaff told us more about their efforts.
The situation is very difficult now, and all humanitarian agencies on the ground are trying to do what they can, but everyone's quite overwhelmed, and it's going to be quite difficult to contain this epidemic. According to health professionals, the spread of the disease is aggravated by the lack of safe drinking water, and that's the main problem. So the ICRC is also now supplying drinking water, for example, to two clinics in Harare, where we are trucking water to these clinics four times a week since the beginning of November already. And we're already focusing also on building new wells and installing hand pumps in different clinics in Harare to make sure that at least in the clinics they have clean water.